Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Desperate times breed desperate measures. Insurers are reporting a rise in fraudulent motor claims involving crash for cash schemes, whereby drivers deliberately cause a crash so as to profit from bogus insurance claims. This sharp increase in claims is pushing up premiums and has forced some insurers to take drastic measures to ensure they put an end to these claims. I spoke to Adrian Webb from insurer Esure about what's happening and why. So Adrian, what exactly are these crash for cash schemes and how do they work?
Well, essentially they are fraudulent claims where a party, usually of two or three drivers, force an innocent party to crash into the back of them and subsequently lodge personal injury claims which could amount to £15,000-£20,000 plus the damage to their car, plus higher car charges and everything else. And the way they tend to do this is on slip roads of major roads, and they will disconnect the brake lights, and at a point where the driver behind is least expecting it, they will do a slam on, where they slam their feet on the brakes and the person behind goes into the back of them.
How can people actually tell whether they've been involved in something like these crash for cash schemes or whether they're just, you know, involved in an ordinary accident?
Well, they're usually telltale signs. One of the key ones, as I say, is if you don't see any brake lights and suddenly the car in front of you slams on the brakes for no reason and you have no other option but to go into the back of them. One of the other things to watch out for is over-willing witnesses. Quite often people staging these accidents will place somebody in some bushes nearby who rushes out and claims to take the side of the innocent party. Of course, they're planted there to stop other witnesses being required, but at the last minute they change their story to support the driver in front. And another one is where people believe they've crashed into a car with, say, two people, but suddenly the claim comes through and it's three or four people, so phantom passengers who were never there in the first place.
And if they think they're part of one of these schemes, should they confront the people? Should they get involved and argue with them? Or
our advice is that this type of crime is normally carried out by fairly organised gangs. And the last thing you want to do is to put yourself in danger at the scene of a crime with organised criminals. And the thing to do in these situations is to keep very calm, but try and remember as much as you can and pass your suspicions on to your insurer.
Okay.
Don't try to confront them. Don't take your mobile phone out and start taking photographs of them and accusing them. You could get yourself into bad trouble. Just make a mental note of everything and give them your insurer's details and your insurer's phone number at the scene of the crime.
Okay. And are there any other schemes that people are kind of coming up with so that they can make fraudulent claims?
Well, one of the other most popular ones is what we'd call lock-up fraud, which is where somebody hides their car in a garage and then reports it as stolen in the hope that 6 months later they can just bring it out of the garage and sell it on the black market. At the moment, it's not a great time to do this because the stolen car market is very much focused on high-value cars rather than low-value cars. So if we were to see a claim where a car worth $2,000 or $3,000 had been stolen and then wasn't recovered, we'd naturally start having suspicions about that.
If you are suspicious, how do you actually uncover the fact that people are making a fraudulent claim?
Well, one of the most effective ways of tracking down fraudsters in these instances is to trip them up over their stories. What happens is when someone is a genuine victim of a crime, they tend to be able to tell you what's happened in very great detail. They almost have a need to talk about what's happened to them. But somebody fabricating a story often thinks, well, I'll just tell them this has happened. But as an insurer, we're trained to be able to spot where people are trying to fabricate something and push for more details, which of course won't be there. Mm-hmm. And at those points, that's when people get a bit wrapped up around themselves and they get things confused in the wrong order. And at the point at which they often suspect that we're maybe onto them, they might withdraw the claim and say, well, oh, it was my brother-in-law who borrowed the car, or the claim will dissolve and disappear.
How's it affected premiums?
Well, There is an estimation that around £30 to £40 of every car insurance premium will go on fraudulent claims of one sort or another. That might be outright fraud such as we've been discussing, or simply sort of exaggerated personal injury claims. But it affects every person in the country. Insurance is just a flow of money from the fortunate to the unfortunate on the basis that there are less unfortunate than fortunate people. And the problem with fraud is that it pushes up the premiums for families who are on the borderline of being able to afford insurance anyway. So, you know, it's not a victimless crime. It's those often at the bottom of society who suffer most.
Thank you, Adrian.
That's a pleasure.
That was Adrian Webb from Esure telling us about the rise in motor insurance claims. I'm Lucy Warwick-Ching of FT Money. If you would like to read more about this subject, then visit our website at www.ft.com/money. And if you have a question that you would like to be put to an expert, then you can email us at money@ft.com.